I'm Grady Kirkpatrick, thrilled to welcome in musician, songwriter, producer, and recording engineer and friend Ben Winship, who's released not one but two albums at his renowned recording studio, the Hen House in Victor, Idaho, on Snake River Records. Welcome, Ben. How are you?
I'm great, Grady. Thanks for having me on your show.
You bet. You've recorded plenty over the past several years, playing with groups Growling Old Men, Brother Mule, Jackson 6, and other musicians' projects, but it's been a while since you've released Ben Winship albums.
It's been quite a while. I feel like I've been active in the recording business for quite a while, but I had a notion that I should make a solo record. Yeah, it sort of had a bunch of ideas brewing over the last 3 or 4 years. And then when I finally buckled down to making these two new records, I went back and looked at the date of my last actual solo record, and it turns out it was 22 years ago.
Wow.
So
time has flown.
I've done a number of projects. Yeah, time has flown. Done a number of records, like duo projects with the Growling Old Man and the Fishing Music Records, and a couple of trio records with Brother Mule and some other stuff. But yeah, it's been a while since I've done something that was just my own thing.
I understand it started as one giant recording project.
It either started as one giant recording project or it started as three. I'm not really quite sure.
Well, it came together as two albums.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, let's start with the acoustic string band bluegrass record, Acorns. It's a delightful collection of original tunes and a few old traditional songs. You recruited a lot of fine players. Who were some of the other musicians on Acorns?
The thing that I really wanted to distinguish this record from the idea of getting together with people and playing live, kind of all in one room around one, you know, a couple of microphones, but everybody together playing at the same time, which is the way it always used to be done and is in this day and age a lot of times not done that way, but certainly there's plenty of people who prefer to stick with that method too. But it had been a long time since I had done something of my own in that manner. And I've sort of developed an interest in, well, I've always enjoyed old time string band music, but haven't really dug deep into playing it myself until maybe the past 5 or 10 years. And so there was sort of a core group that did most of it together. And that was a great banjo player from Toronto named Chris Cool, who I've known for probably 15 years, maybe longer. He's a good friend. And there's a great couple of guys that I've gotten to know through playing in Alaska. It's a great fiddle player named Scotty Meyer, who lives in Juneau. And another guy who is formerly an Alaska resident, but now lives in Seattle, a guy named Forrest Gibson, who plays guitar. The four of us got together and did the majority of the record. Part of it was, a lot of it was Chris and Scotty being fiddle and banjo are kind of key components of the record. And they had never met each other, but I knew that they both loved the same kind of music. They both have just a huge collection of terrible jokes, and they both love to fish. So I knew that we would have a good connection on a number of levels right off the bat.
That's so great.
That made the sessions really fun.
Well, let's jump right in. Tell us about I'll Live On.
I'll Live On is a kind of musically lighthearted sounding tune, but it's kind of about reincarnation, I guess. And it grew out of a songwriting challenge. A friend and I were kind of in touch through email about different songwriting challenges. Songwriters often use little tricks to sort of break writer's block. And sometimes a writing challenge might have rules. And the rules for the challenge that song grew out of were to write a song that had a bunch of nonsense words in it and try to make them believable. And you know, and I like in a lot of Irish songs, there'll be a refrain that has a bunch of kind of rhyming nonsense words. And this song originally had that kind of stuff in it, all of which I edited out except for the word thunder pie, which I don't really know what that means, but shortly after this record came out, one of my best childhood friends passed away, and so I dedicated I'll Live On to my friend Tony French.
Oh, I'll live on where the path is worn, from the tracks and the boots and the tires. I'll live on where the embers glow, in the crackling sparks of the hobo's fire. I'll live on in the nightbird's song, echoing through the woodlands. I'll live on a butterfly wing, going way down south and back again. Oh me, oh my, wild birds singing in the valley, sweet thunder pipe, let go what you can't carry. Oh, I'll live on in your garden green, in the carrot tops and the cornrows. I'll live on the back of your stove, and the old song playing on the radio. Oh me, oh my, wild birds singing in the valley, sweet thunder pipe, let go what you can't carry. Some days I shout, some days I sing, some days I don't say much of anything. Some days I walk, some days I run. One of these days I'm gonna be long gone. But I'll live on when the nights are cold, in the shooting stars above you. I'll live on in my sister's voice, in the footsteps of my brother. Oh me, oh my, wild birds singing in the valley, sweet thunder pipe, let go what you can't carry. I live on with the wild birds singing in the valley, sweet thunder pipe, let go what you can't carry.
Ben Winship from Acorns and I'll Live On here on Wyoming Sound. Ben, wanted to ask what your earliest memories of music were, and how old were you when you started playing?
Probably listening to my sisters and my mom sing in the station wagon driving around New England where I grew up. I didn't come from a family of professional musicians, but my grandparents on both sides were string players, classical violin players and piano players. My mom was a great singer, really good harmony singer, and both my sisters got that from her. They were all quite a bit older than me, but I think they gave me an early love of folk music. And then when I first started listening to records, it was all the stuff that they had accumulated, which I was really lucky because the record collection in the house was early Bob Dylan records and Taj Mahal and Dave Van Ronk and a lot of the folk music that I still listen to today.
Did you first start with a mandolin or a guitar?
My mom had a rule that each of us had to play piano for 3 years with lessons. And after that, we could choose whatever we wanted, and she would continue to support us through buying us lessons. So I did my 3 years of mandatory piano playing.
And how did that go?
I had a variety of good and not so good teachers, but I stuck with it.
Good.
I think knowing that I could pick something else when I was done was a really smart idea on her part, and a good carrot to keep me interested. Yeah, I scratched my head when I got done with 3 years of piano lessons. It just seemed like there were so many choices out there, and it wasn't obvious to me what to do. There was an old clarinet lying around in the attic that I thought I might want to learn to play, but I couldn't get any kind of sound out of that thing. I ended up taking banjo lessons in late elementary school and got really turned on to the sound of the banjo and bluegrass music. At the same time, I was teaching myself guitar along with a bunch of my buddies in elementary school. Guitar and banjo were kind of the early ones. Got into playing bass more in late elementary school and high school, and didn't really get into the mandolin until late in high school. I thought that I might want to become an instrument builder, and I took a summer instrument building course in Vermont and built a decent steel string guitar. But I also had free time during that course, and I thought the mandolin would be a fun side project. So I built a mandolin for myself, finished it, and didn't really know what to do with it. But it was right around the same time that David Grisman's first record came out, and I was so fascinated with that music that it became kind of the obvious thing to do, to try to see if I could make some sounds like he did on the mandolin. And I spent a good chunk of my time in college practicing mandolin instead of doing my homework. I was referred to that as productive procrastination.
Well, so, you made it through, and both college and quite the fine mandolin player. And you actually played in a couple of cool bands through the, I guess, mid-80s through mid-90s, Loose Ties and Kane's River. When did you first arrive in Teton Valley?
So my buddy Ted Wells and I moved to Jackson Hole in the fall of 1985. Ted and I had gone to high school together, and Ted took up the banjo as well. And he and I and Phil Round, who Ted had gone to college with, had a band back in Vermont during college called the Homegrown Review. And that band was a summer project during three summers during college. So Phil and Ted and I had history dating back to those days in the early 80s. Phil moved out to Jackson, I'm not sure what year, but in the early 80s. And he encouraged Ted and I to come out. We were just going to spend a winter skiing and playing some gigs on the side. And Loose Ties was born out of that winter, the winter of 85, 86. And we ended up staying together for about 10 years.
Wow. And then you've raised a family, got a couple of boys, right?
Yep. So after the first winter in Jackson, Ted and I actually both moved over the hill to Victor, where we felt like things were a little more low-key and a little more affordable, and we could have a garden and stuff like that. Yeah, and both of us have been here ever since, and
wow,
both of us have raised our kids here. And
we were very happy to get some music from your son, Owen, this past year.
Right. Yeah.
One of your, and we'll actually get to play one that Owen sings on from your new one. You've recruited Molly O'Brien on Turtle Dove.
Turtle Dove is it's a cool old gospel-y song that I first heard from Jody Stecker. He apparently got it from this amazing Georgia Sea Island singer named Bessie Jones. It's got this unusual lyric in it, which has showed up in several songs, which is fa sol la do on sol la si re. No one really knows exactly what that means, but when she was asked about it, she claimed that someone asked her if she knew anything about music, because she didn't really read music or play an instrument, as far as I know. And she said, oh, of course I know everything about music. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, do. She kind of, and supposedly fa sol la do on sol la si re is sort of a bastardization of, so that's as much as anyone seems to know about that lyric, but it's fun to sing.
Our turtle dove done drooped his wings. Turtle dove done drooped his wings. Turtle dove done drooped his wings, went on Zion's hill to sing. Adam and Eve, oh no, Adam and Eve, don't tell it to me, meet me at the door, don't tell it to me, there's sausalado on salasari. My name is written on David's line,
written on David's line.
My name is written on David's line. My name is written on David's line. I'm going home on the wheel of time. Adam and Eve, oh no, Adam and Eve, don't tell it to me, meet me at the the door. Don't tell it to me, there's Sausalito on Salaserie. When I get to heaven, I know the rules.
I know the rules.
I get to heaven, I know the rules. When I get to heaven, I know the rules. I keep on down to the bathing pool. Adam and Eve, oh no, Adam and Eve, don't tell it to me. Meet me at the door, don't tell it to me. There's Sausalito on Salaserie.
Turtle Dove with Ben Winship, including Molly O'Brien. I'm Grady Kirkpatrick. We're talking with Ben Winship, and we'll play another one from Acorns. This song is an old traditional tune that I guess dates back almost 100 years out of Virginia. Tell us about New River Train.
New River Train, I'm not sure if anyone could tell you exactly what the ground zero for that song was, but
it's been covered by a lot of folks.
It's been covered by tons of folks. And in bluegrass music, it's super common. It's a very happy sounding major song. The lyrics are generally about, about being faithful, the dangers of loving more than one or two or three people. I heard this really cool old banjo version by a guy named Wade Ward, old-time banjo player, and just a completely different vibe. Sort of modally, can't really tell if it's minor or major. And there's this pattern that he plays that's what we call crooked in old time music, meaning it's got an irregular number of beats in it. And I was completely fascinated by the sound of that. And I ended up pairing that with some lyrics I found from another guy named Ernest Stoneman, which are completely different. It's basically about death. So I turned the happy polygamy song into a spooky song about death. But it's still got the same chorus in it. So like I mentioned before, the majority of this record was recorded with a core crew of people, but I did record, I think, three of the songs live with another group, which was Brittany Haas, an amazing fiddle player, and my old buddy Eric Tureen on bass. And the three of us were teaching together at the Targhee Music Camp a few summers ago. And I invited them over to the house one evening to record. And that's where we did New River Train. I think we recorded it maybe five times, just completely improvisational, no arrangement. Came out entirely different each of the five times we recorded it. And we kind of went off into deep space on a few of them, and this is one of them.
Oh, darling, come and kiss me at your door. Oh, darling, come and kiss me at your door. Come and kiss me at your door, for the time has come to go. I thought I heard that westbound whistle blow.
I'm riding on that new river train. I'm riding on that new river train. That same old train that brought me here's gonna carry me away again. Time ain't long, darling, you know my time ain't long. My time ain't long, I'll be on the train and gone, riding on that new river train. I'm riding on that new river train. I'm riding on that new river train. That same old train that brought me here's gonna carry me.
New River Train from Ben Winship's 2019 album Acorns here on Wyoming Sounds. I'm Grady Kirkpatrick. We'll be back to talk more with Ben and get into his other record, Tool Shed. Back with musician, producer Ben Winship from Behind the Potato Curtain in eastern Idaho's Teton Valley, proprietor of the Hen House Studio in Victor. Ben, I like that sign on, I guess it's westbound 22 as you enter Idaho, best of both states, right? Something like that.
Yeah. I'm staring out my window at the potato curtain right now.
Yes. Very nice. Very nice. Let's jump into Tool Shed, your second record released in the summer of 2019. Tool Shed, you actually recorded the title song with Growling Old Men and then reworked it for this record. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah. I actually recorded the version that's on this record, Tool Shed, started out as the original demo for the song. So shortly after I'd written it, I started recording it and had the original vision was to be sort of a, for lack of a better word, kind of a country rocker with drums and electric guitars and stuff. And that demo morphed over time and ended up being the version that's on this record.
Tool shed, gasoline, blowtorch, acetylene. An old push broom just to keep it all clean. Inside of my tool shed, monkey bars on an old dirt bike. Monkey wrench keeps the wheels on tight. Come on, baby, let's monkey around inside of my tool shed. I got one of these and one of those, but I ain't got none of you. Oh, you're the one I'm missing. Split them all, snow tires up against the wall, blue tarps and coveralls inside of my tool shed.
You have a few of the same musicians you had play on Acorns and a number of other guest musicians that the record kind of falls under that broad Americana genre. Who are some of the other folks you recruited for Tool Shed?
Oh man, there's a ton of them. I use myself a lot. I'm all over this thing. This record was, I like to say, is sort of more of a laboratory experiment than my other record, Acorns, which was more of a live acoustic record. Tool Shed incorporated tons of overdubbing. I got a lot of guest musicians who were passing through town who I was able to coerce into the studio to do some stuff. I did a fair amount of remote recording using folks that don't live here who recorded elsewhere, but the lion's share of it was recorded here in Victor. Yeah, some of the guests, great drummer from the band Galactic, Stanton Moore, came over to the studio and played on three cuts, I believe. Ivan Neville sang a song that was written about the Deepwater Horizon well disaster. John Magney from the Subdudes plays on a couple. So there's kind of a New Orleans thread running through some of these tunes. Molly O'Brien also sang harmony on a few. My buddy Rich Brotherton, who's the lead guitar player for Robert Earl Keen, he was my roommate in college, and he played blazing electric guitar solo on Tool Shed.
So So quite a collection.
Yeah, I could go on and on.
That's wonderful. What was the inspiration behind the song Crossing the Great Divide?
You know, that was that's a really old song of mine dating back to when I played with Loose Ties, and I believe we put that on one of our records as well. This song was actually inspired by a John Steinbeck novel, a book of his called To a God Unknown. Story about a family trying to make it during kind of Dust Bowl hard times in California. And there was some really great imagery in that book that inspired the song. Yeah, it was a fun one to record. I had always wanted to redo that song. It's one of a handful of my older songs that I still like a lot. And I got Travis Book, who's the lead singer, one of the lead singers for the infamous String Dusters, to sing on it. And I always sort of envisioned it as having a vibe kind of like the band might have done it. And a lot of those band records, they got Alan Toussaint to write horn arrangements for it. I thought it'd be cool to give a shot at something like that. My friend Eric Turin came up with a horn arrangement. John Kidwell from Lander plays trombone on it. And Rachel Bundy, who's a local trumpeter, played on it, as well as a saxophone player, a friend of mine who lives in London. So the horn section was never in the same place at the same time, but they made it happen.
Came together quite well, Crossing the Great Divide.
I've been doing the best I can, trying to live up to this plan I made before I knew what I know now. I've been a fool upon the land, only now I understand the rhythm of the earth beneath my plow. I should have listened to the man stood before me on this land, for he had seen it all before. Rains will come and go, but the land was cheap, and so I turned and left him standing at the door. Rains are gone forever now, it seems. This drought has finally brought me to my knees. Come along now, Annie, we're crossing the great divide, leaving this dust in the shadow of the rain here far behind. It's a hard road to travel, but you know as well as I, there ain't no living here this side of the great divide.
Crossing the Great Divide, Ben Winship from the album Tool Shed. I'm talking with Ben. And Ben, you have your son Owen singing on this next one we want to play. That must be pretty special to record with Owen.
Yeah, it's a blast and an honor, and I feel so lucky that he decided that he liked music enough to figure out how to play it and sing it. We gave him lessons on a number of instruments when he was younger, and he's actually a circus performer as a profession.
Wow.
But he sort of, after not doing music for a lot of years while he was focusing on circus, he kind of took it up as a hobby. And I really love his voice, and I love his songwriting, and we have a blast working out stuff together. When I went to record it, my son Owen had learned it as well, and I thought about having him sing the whole thing, and we recorded it, and then I couldn't decide whether to have him do it or me. So what a friend of mine suggested, well, why don't you guys just trade verses? So that's the way we recorded it.
We look to the stars to find direction, fall off the map when we lose our way, do anything to make a connection, cling to the edge of another day. No sleep, when a curtain falls, fever dreams and pages turning, rise and crash down through the halls, just to see if the fire's still burning. That's what ghosts are for. That's what ghosts are for. That's what ghosts are for. There was a time when I called your number to take you walking down a country mile. Was it thirst or was it hunger? All I wanted was to make you smile. But that was when your love was mine. We saw the world through the light of morning. But when the sun went behind the hill, the shadows came before the warning. That's what ghosts are for. That's what ghosts are for. That's what ghosts are for. Trouble you to pass the wine, the last drop might be the best. So get me good and drunk and boozy, counting rocks and howling at storms. I've been eyeing that black-eyed Susie, but once again I'm all alone. That's what ghosts are for. 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 That's what ghosts are for.
That's what ghosts are for, from Ben Winship's 2019 album Tool Shed. On Wyoming Sounds, I'm Grady Kirkpatrick, having a good time talking with Ben. On your website, there's black and white photos of you and your tools out in your tool shed. Describe your studio, the Hen House, and kind of talk about the importance of that relaxed atmosphere for musicians as they come in.
Yeah, well, the studio should probably not be confused with the tool shed. The tool shed is actually a workshop, but the studio is it's a fairly humble, small recording studio. It started out as a guest cabin slash office that I built many years ago and gradually started acquiring recording equipment and realized that I actually liked the process of recording, not just my own stuff, but other people's music. And over the years, it's been added onto, and actually the space has gotten bigger and my equipment has gotten reduced. So much of it happens on the computer now that there's really a lot less boxes of gear than there used to be. But I've got a good mic collection. And it's, to me, the whole idea of it is still kind of magic. The idea of someone making some noise in a room and it going through a microphone and a wire and ending up in a computer and then eventually on the radio. It's still fascinates me.
Who were some of your recent recording projects? I know One Ton Pig has recorded recently, and also Natalie Padilla.
Yeah, yep. Natalie and One Ton Pig were both within the last year. Did a record for a singer-songwriter who lives in Washington named Kevin Brown. A gal named Carrie Wallace from Wyoming's coming in next week, I think, or a week after Thanksgiving.
There are a number of different instruments, including the tuba and the tabla on this next one from Toolshed. Tell us about Tamp 'Em Up Solid.
Tamp 'Em Up Solid is a song I've known forever. Most people know it because it was on an early Rye Cooter record. It's an old railroading song. Rye kind of put a spin on it, and I always loved the song, and his versions are so perfect in their own way. I didn't really feel like it was anything I should ever touch or try to improve on, but I've always loved it. And the evolution of it was me playing mandolin and vocal and wondering what else I could add to it to make it more interesting. My friend Forrest Gibson played guitar on it, and it got cooler at that point. And then I got Molly O'Brien to add some harmony to it, and that got even cooler at that point. Then I thought it really needed, I didn't really want to put bass on it. I've had a friend of mine named Ty Burho, who's an amazing tabla player, add tabla. At that point, I thought it was done. And then I thought about it a little bit more, and it's like, I don't want to add bass, but something down low would be cool. I got the idea of putting tuba on it and had no idea if it would work. I called up Stanton Moore and asked him if he knew of a good tuba player in New Orleans who had their own recording rigs who could do something remotely for me. And he suggested this guy named Matt Perrine. So I kind of contacted him completely out of the blue, never met him, sent him the tune, and he sent back this absolutely outrageous tuba part, which turns out is the last thing I added to the song, but in some ways it's the thing that holds the whole thing together, and it starts the tune, and I just love it.
Tamp 'em up solid so they won't come down. Tamp 'em up solid, buddy, so they won't come down. Oh, tamp 'em up solid so they won't come down. Oh, tamp 'em up solid, buddy, so they won't come down. If you marry a railroad man, every day you'll be payday, another dollar in your hand. Yeah, tamp 'em up solid so they won't come down. Tamp 'em up solid, buddy, so they won't come down. Tomorrow gonna be payday, how in the world would you know? The captain told a water boy, and a water boy told me so. But if I'd known captain was blind, I wouldn't go to work till the clock struck half past nine. Tamp 'em up solid so they won't come down. Oh, tamp 'em up solid, buddy, so they won't come down.
Tamp 'em up solid, Ben Winship from Toolshed, the record. And I see you've revived the fine art of including the hidden track on Toolshed. Wonderful, wonderful.
Thanks.
Yeah, a little rap going on with that too, right?
Right, yeah. I got my friend Dusty Nichols, who lives here in Jackson. He's a better rapper than I am, put it that way.
I've been in this place like a scene from a picture show. Walking in the fog of my own private Idaho. I'd rather be on the beach sitting in limbo than trying to take a stand with my legs all akimbo. Trying not to listen to the sound of my head trips. Dancing like a rag doll even when my hip flips. Wailing on the trombone, ripping a hole. No, wait a minute.
I thought you were a goat.
Ben, where can folks pick up Acorns and Toolshed?
BenWinship.com, my website, which I've just recently revamped, and you can get a hold of the actual CDs there. I will sit down at my kitchen table and fill out your address on a mailing label and take it to the Victor Post Office.
Wonderful.
Or you can get a digital version as well.
Outstanding. Well, we sure appreciate you taking the time. Happy Thanksgiving to the Windships, and thanks for your music and all your great songs.
All right. Thanks, Grady. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
Tool shed, gasoline, blowtorch, acetylene, an old push broom just to keep it all clean inside of my tool shed. Tool shed, tool shed, inside of my tool shed. Tool shed, tool shed, inside of my tool shed. Tool shed, tool shed, inside of my tool shed. Take a look at my tool shed. Tool shed, inside of my tool shed. Oh, tool shed, tool shed.